now time to give the answer to last week's Name That Company quiz. Let's hear the clue for our mystery company one last time. I'm a rare bird, profitable in an industry not known for profits. I give flight to penguins and people. People who say you can't buy love have never invested in me. Who am I? Well, we received several responses. Dave left us this confident voicemail.
The question of the week is blatantly sky blue. They work upstairs for me. That's where their offices are.
But unfortunately, the answer was not sky blue. Thanks for trying, though, Dave, from one Dave to another, and for giving it a shot. Jim had another interesting response.
I think the answer is the U.S. Postal Service, and that you're referring to their shipping of books and magazines and their selling of postage stamps.
And although many of us may love our U.S. Postal Service, this one unfortunately gets a Motley Fool Incorrectamundo stamp. This week's winner is Kristen in Scottsdale, Arizona, who left us this slightly distracted message.
I have an answer to your question about... anyway, I can't remember. I'm sorry, I'm driving. I shouldn't be leaving you a message while I'm driving. But the answer is Southwest Airlines, I think.
Congrats, Kristen. The answer is indeed Southwest Airlines, ticker symbol LUV. We're glad that you called in, and along with your Motley Fool ball cap, Kristen will also be sending you a hands-free headset for that cell phone of yours. Not for any particular reason, of course, just in case you might like to have one handy. As for our clues, I'm a rare bird, profitable in an industry not known for profits. Well, Southwest is among the only consistently profitable airlines in history. I give flight to penguins and people. Southwest is the official carrier for Busch Gardens and SeaWorld Adventure Parks and has been known to chauffeur penguins in its cabin area from time to time. And people who say you can't buy love have never invested in me. As I mentioned, Southwest's ticker is LUV. And that's this week's Name That Company. Congrats again to Kristen in Scottsdale. And if you want to play the at-home version of Name That Company, check out our Motley Fool column in business sections in newspapers across the country.